Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Once upon a time, maybe I would say, let's go back to 10, 12 years ago, I was working as a massage therapist as my main source of income. I was also a yoga teacher. I'm the third generation of yoga teacher in my family. I'm very proud of it. And I was also doing some psychic readings. But it was really all over the place. So I was born psychic. So I have always had the ability to communicate with non-physical beings, but not all of them were of the light. Like actually, I had a lot of very negative and intense experiences with the dark forces, like lost souls and demons. But I have learned why, and I've learned to handle it. So like, I have no fears. Like there's literally nothing they can do to me. They come, I'm like, hey, how can I, you know, what can I do for you? And so there's complete neutrality. So this was part of my training, even if I did not know. So it does not mean that because I was born with psychic abilities like that, that my life was easier. No, it created a lot of sort of problems. And I decided to close my abilities as much as I could. It was not completely closed, but I managed. I just happened to suffer for migraines for all my teen years. It was horrendous. Until I could not stop thinking about it. I knew that I had to reawaken it because I kept having these visions of me doing like all of these things in front of a crowd and shifting the frequency of thousands of people at once, doing all of these weird things. I had no idea what it was, but I knew deep inside my soul, deep inside my heart, that I was here for something more. Only I did not know what it was. And I was not living it. So that brought a lot of frustration. Because type yes in the comment if you relate to this. Like you've always known that you were born for something, that you have a big mission or that you have some kind of responsibility towards humanity. And it's like, what is it? And how can I know that I am doing it? And it does bring frustration, you know? I can really perceive it because I work with so many students and they also share that. They share, you know, I still don't know. And I can see all the field, like the consciousness, different aspects, you know, as I scan the field, you know, for my student, I can see where the blocks and the challenges are. So when they relate, they doubt, the way they procrastinate, they blocks about their mission and that they're not sure what to do next, I can scan the field and see where it comes from, you know, because we carry that from past life, ancestors, timeline, inner child, you know, plugging some metric system, other lives in alien star races and things like that. So the frustration can really be present. And I really want you to be able to presence that. I'm frustrated not to find what? Yes, I love this. I love that you resonate with this. And this is what we're going to work on during this channeling challenge. We're going to work on really bringing the unified field into this equation, into this problematic that we have. Because when I was, you know, receiving all of these messages about people I was working on as a massage therapist. So as a massage therapist, I was working at a spa for a few years. And so that was really like one person after another, right? I loved it until it was really too much. But every second client, that was literally that every second client, as soon as I placed my hand on the body, I had all of these images come about those lives and things that they had around their body right now, problems in their body. And I was like, what the hell is this? You know, why am I receiving all of this information? Am I supposed to say something? This is not what they signed up for, you know, and I would have a lot of heat in my body. So it would be massaging and it would be like, don't say anything, don't say anything. And then another part of me was like, they need to know. And so I was operating like, you know, doing massage while also downloading all of these things about people that had not asked to receive anything. So after it happened more and more and more, I decided I really need to understand what's going on here. and if I can train myself to do it on demand. Because here it was coming every now and then, but not all the time. It's like, can I do it on demand? Do I actually want to do it? I don't know if people will be very interested. I don't even know if I'm good enough. I never trained for that. And so one of my biggest blocks was I did not learn. I did not train. No one could teach me around me. There was no one training, you know, people to amplify their channeling abilities, to facilitate sessions, to understand the downloads that were coming, like downloads about life and intergalactic connection and connection with non-physical beings. I was receiving all of that. It was like, I thought everybody was like that, to be honest. So I was talking to my massage colleagues and I said to my friends there, do you also receive that? Do you also have that? Everybody was like, no. No, this is awesome. It's also very weird. Please don't say anything. Like my boss, you know, it was afraid. She's like, don't say anything. You know, we have a very renowned spa. You know, like I trust that it is awesome, but this is not the place to do it. And because I could not find help, I had to learn everything on my own. And this is why I'm doing what I'm doing today. Because I went from that being completely lost, not understanding anything that was going on in terms of channeling, in terms of intuition, in terms of co-creation with non-physical beings, with the soul of the person I was treating. I went from that to now training people to do that, to channel new golden grids of light, to channel one-on-one sessions or group sessions for other people, to channel for themselves so they know, you know, how to elevate different areas of life, so they know how to connect their soul mission. So I took the journey, and that journey has taken me about, yes, I would say between 10 to 15 years with different momentum going through that. But this is why I've created this challenge as well. This is why I offer so much for free. Because during these 3 days, I want you to really be mindful as well and very aware of what arises for you. This is why we ask you to give your permission for an ascension journey. Because there's going to be these blocks and these, you know, like limiting beliefs, subconscious programmings, things that you endured in past lives, you know, where you were traumatized for your gifts because you used them and that was not well received. Maybe, and most likely your ancestors also went through horrible things because, you know, humanity is deeply traumatized. So we carry that within us. Only we are not here to allow that to stop us ever again. Thank you very much. I've been there. I've done that. Bring me the Codex of Light and release the freaking outdated pain body once and for all. Thank you very much. So I want you to know that as my student in this Codex, we are sharing like the codes that we want you to go out with and practice in your everyday life. But please note that there is so much more to it. Because yes, I trained myself for like, you know, nearly my whole lifetime, as well as many other lifetimes before, and more specifically to train other people in the last decade. But students join me for like, generally speaking, like if it's a month, if it's an intensive, it would be at least 4 months. Like it's a year. So there's a lot, you know, to the world of channeling. So I'm sharing this with you because please, if you feel that you are not shifting fast enough, you're not receiving enough information straight away, like your vision is not good, you know, you don't see as many other people see, you don't hear as many other people feel, please relax. Just chill out, have some water, breathe, because we are unique beings. We all have unique ways to use our gift. This is why I have channeling schools. It is why I created the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. So I went from not knowing how to use my gift to creating a spiritual ministry, which is actually a non-for-profit. It is a proper institution in humanity. So this is a temple in the quantum, and we have anchored it in physicality through the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry is a non-for-profit here to help people remember the truth of their divinity through cultivating the art of channeling. So we can channel at higher and higher and higher level of consciousness. I was tuning into the 2000 lifetime timelines of this Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, and we can see so far away in the distance We can see us with like portals fully open, with so many students of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry co-creating with Ascended Master like Hathor, remembering the world of opening a portal so galactic families come, so we can create with dragons, with the inner earth realms, the fairy realms. So it's like freaking peace on earth, believe it or not. It happens because the Golden Age Spiritual Ministries has anchored its, and it's fully activated. So that's the bigger mission that I am here for, create a legacy that will outlive me. So I know that many of you are very interested to know the behind the scene of this quantum work and how we bring such a vast mission to life in physicality. So at the end of today and at the end of every day, I will give you a little bit of the behind the scenes of that. I'm sharing this with you now, so it is very clear. When we finish the transmission for today, I will explain what the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry is more specifically, the temples that we have anchored, and the different programs that are present. So we do that at the end. So if you are interested to know more how the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry operates to share the codes of this higher purpose with humanity, you're welcome to learn about that and to possibly decide to also go on a deeper journey with us. But we leave it at the end of every day, okay? E chiamaraste noste iti e cramuraste neste nitrate casa nutrata. Eșeniate cura astenește nitrate. Eșenata cara raste noste naște atarastu maste natcumar. Wonderful. Shamase atiatra. To me, since for as long as I can remember, my highest excitement has been to co-create with non-physical beings. And I know that it's also the case for many of you, because if you are drawn to my field, most likely you have already had, you know, connection with non-physical beings, connection with bigger vision, connection with future timeline. You might have had dreams or like proper vision, proper downloads, or all sorts of experiences, and you simply don't know what to do with it and how to handle it. So I am here to actually recode humanity so humanity understands that channeling is not an option. Everybody channels, only we channel without knowing, and what we don't know, we treat poorly. If you don't know anything about your human body, if you don't know how to eat properly, healthy, how to exercise, your body is going to be bad, right? Like we're going to have all sorts of health problems. So we know very well that we need to train and learn how to be healthy, not only physically, but also mentally. The crowd present here know what it means to do the inner work. And so now we also need to learn that we must learn how to channel with precision, because we are doing it continuously. Only we tap into lower realm and middle realm fields of information. This is not where the soul of our mission is, guys. No, the soul of our mission resides at least in the seventh dimension and above. And our High Council of Light, our spirit guides, also seventh dimension and above. Why not the fifth dimension, you may ask? Excellent question. Because the fifth dimension is the starting point. It is the starting point where a human chooses love as a guiding force. So the first key that I want you to write down, or really, you know, write down in your mind or on your piece of paper, is that we want you to realize that to be able to consciously co-create with your spirit guides and the soul of your soul mission, you need to be anchored into the fifth dimensional field. Oh, Sandrine, I will never get there, or maybe in the next life. No, 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 no. Come back to this ascension journey here with us and hear us here. Most of you already live in the fifth dimension. Yep. Even if you don't have millions of dollars on your bank account, you know, that babe living the life in Bali, traveling the world, even if you're not quite sure what you're here to be doing, even if you don't know how to communicate with spirit guides and non-physical beings. So how can you already live in the fifth dimension if you don't have all of these things? If you choose love as your guiding force, and if you have chosen love as your guiding force for quite some time, which you have, then You choose your heart. You choose love. Only it is not obvious. You don't have the proof. You are still perceiving the wounding and the trauma as holding you back from being who you think you should be, rather than accepting lovingly and unconditionally the extraordinary human that you are. I want you to look into the rear view mirror of your life. I want you to do this now and see a few challenges that you have had recently. And then look further back. Think about a year ago. Think about the freaking fiasco of, around the healthcare that we should not name, that humanity has been going through before. Think even before that. Haven't you always tried your best? Haven't you found levels of courage and devotion for your life? I can tell you that I might not know you personally yet, but I can tell you that yes, you have shown up a freaking huge amount of courage and devotion. You would not be on planet Earth if you were not born as an angel. Because this is not for the faint-hearted. This is the time of the ascension process, for goodness sake. So if you are in a body, you are powerful beyond measure. You are divine. You are always connected. I want you to dissolve this freaking field of separation that we were made to believe we are anchored into. We were never separated. We cannot be separated. We are particles of God. We are galactic stardust. We are multidimensional beings of the light who have lived for eons, not only on planet Earth, but in other star systems. How could we be disconnected? We never were disconnected. That's a freaking lie. You are not disconnected now. You will not be disconnected tomorrow. When you go through hardship and challenge it, you won't be disconnected. The illusion, the illusions, you know, that's the illusion that is present within us and around us. So we are going on day three to learn to co-create with alternate version of yourself. And I'm going to teach you something. It's also new to my students. So all my students from Iria School of Channeling and the Portal and the Golden Age membership are here as well, receiving this transmission because they need these codes. So we want you to really anchor this. I am the angel of my human. I am the light of my life. And as an embodied sovereign heart, I ascend. I am not here to become enlightened. I am here to remember that I am. I am here to adjust my life to play this big board game, three-dimensional board game that life is, like a freaking badass galactic being, old soul that I am. If my human likes it or not, that's another story. If my human knows who she is, the power that she is, the galactic beings of the light that she co-created, that's another story. We are here to choose the quality of our experience. We are here to develop our consciousness. So we bring all aspects of us in this current moment. So instead of having like one or two options, this is good, this is bad, we have like 15 different options. We see all the timelines because all the consciousness we co-create with are present in the now, and we can see every situation from a different angle and a different angle and a different angle and a different angle. This is what our soul mission requires. Yes, we have doubts about being on mission or not. Of course, because, you know, wouldn't it be super awesome if you could have like, you know, a manual. So we are born and then there is this book, and this is the book of life for Sandrine. And in this book, we say, this is how you avoid to be deeply traumatized. This is how you communicate from the heart. And this is your soul mission, by the way. So point one, you learn this. Point two, you learn that. Then you do this. It was like life's manual just for me, yeah? Would that be fun though? Would I be like a sovereign creator? You know, like, no, it would be literally so enslaving because I know that many of you are divine rebels like me. And if they say, this is your manual, this is how you shall live life and how you shall embody your mission, I would have taken the manual, place it in front of my dragon breath, and was like, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me how to live my life. That's you, my love. That's me. That's us. We are divine rebels. We are here to break the mold, to change reality. So, of course, we are not given a manual. How boring would that be? We came to humanity to literally play the game with humans, alongside humans, to be able to then lead a love revolution, which is happening right now. So, of course, we're going to have doubts about our mission. I still have doubts about my mission. I know the big line. I see the 2000 timeline, 2000 years timeline, and all of the things. But at times I'm like, should I write a book or should I launch a program or should I do this? Should I do that? Can be confusing, you know? Especially when we are inspired, when we channel and when we connect and we have all of these creative ideas. So here now, share with me. If you can feel overwhelmed about all the things that you can do, all the things I could literally write a book, you know, study with this person, go on that trip, or like launch this program. I don't know where to start, Sandrine. It's overwhelming. I have so many things to do. Oh my goodness, I have very little time. Oh, my mission is too big. Oh my goodness, what can I do? What can I do? Yeah. Yes. Totally right. That's me. Yes. Thank you for sharing this. Amazing. I love this, Joanne. I no longer doubt after becoming a student. Thank you so much, Joanne. It's so nice to see you here. Yes, certainly. So I would love, okay, let me see now because we have a practical exercise. Let me feel the field here. Kamate. Before we go into the practical exercise, I would love to really feel into what we're going to share now. Knowing that we can never really know for sure what our soul mission is, because our soul, why can we never know for sure? Because our soul mission is of such high frequency. So they say, why is it of such high frequency for us? It is because we are here to bring golden architecture of the higher realms in this current physicality. And you know how challenging that is, knowing that the vast majority of humanity right now vibrate at a level of consciousness of third dimension, lower realm, and fourth dimension, the bridge. And a lot of the people that do the inner work and do a lot of shadow work and things like that, they go into the architecture of the snake biting its own tail. So it's never ending looping of trauma, you know, healing, and it never ends. So this is when we come to anchor people in fifth dimension to escape this loop, right? So this is why your soul mission is such high frequency. Because when you join me in the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, we work with nine sevens and fifth dimensional architecture at least. So this architecture needs to come so more and more people can find ways to evolve that do not require the endless loop of forever healing that is present on the Fundy Bridge. And the Fundy Bridge is very important, don't get me wrong. I'm so grateful that it is there because a lot of people are there are doing massive work into helping others release trauma and do, you know, like wound healing and ancestral healing and past life healing and so on. So this needs to continue, right? Because humanity is deeply traumatized, so we need coded people to do that. But then a wave of people, and that is us, a wave of people come to bring different architecture of evolution, new golden grids. And so this frequency is so high that this is often why we don't really fully understand what it is, because our fragmented consciousness still operates in the field of separation and pain. Why do we do that? Because we say things such as, oh, I'm so stupid. Not really, but you know what I mean. No fucking way. I don't know what you mean. I don't ever want you to say that. Oh, who am I to be like this? I have so many victim and imposter wounds. Welcome to the club. Everyone on planet Earth is traumatized, is feeling like an imposter, was burned at the stake at some stage. Welcome to the club. Stop making it your identity, for goodness sake. Instead, connect, choose love as your guiding force. You know what? This is how I go about. Yesterday my human was processing so much density in the afternoon. It happens all the time. So a bit of behind the scene, every time I facilitate a challenge or a master class, life put me through the grinder before. And I'm like, can you not? And they say, yes, we can. You signed up for this. This is walking the talk. I'm like, okay, another round. So this human went to the grinder. And again, I was like, I can observe this situation from many different angles. And this afternoon, my human needs to be present with itself. I need to presence the wound and my trauma that my human is experiencing right now. It was all coming out. Like a lot of was present simply because I was dating a guy who fucking dumped me over a text like I was nothing. Coming out and so presencing the human, being there as the angel. So I applied everything that I teach. I was there for my human and then heal and alchemized. And now, you know what? I'm not a victim. I will never be a victim of that guy or whatever because I'm a freaking powerful creatrix of my reality. I'm a multidimensional being and I'm here to lead hundreds of thousands of people into the new golden age. How can I place my consciousness to be fully present as the angel of my human? So this is what our soul mission requires. Our soul mission does not need us to be perfect, to have $1 million on our bank account, a massive business, real estate, a divine union, or whatever. There is too many people out there that are actually on the 4D bridge promoting manifestation, or you only live in the fifth dimension if you have manifested all of it. No, that's bullshit. It's not the case. All right? You are a light worker here to activate the truth of your divinity, whatever that is. So every time you choose to presence what is arising for your human, that you choose to love yourself, even if your human's not looking very pretty right now, even if your human is triggered, if your human has a reaction, be there for this human. This is how you consciously reside in the unified field. There is no more separation because through everything that my human centuries go through, we always say, we've got you. You're not alone. We've got your back. We're in this together. And you know what? I feel my inner child, I feel my ancestors, I feel all aspects of me going like, oh, thank you. Thank you. And I feel my angelic wings like this. So the frequency of your soul mission requires you to live in the fifth dimensional field through that, through accepting fully who you are, through saying, yes, I accept, I receive more of me. Because as you do that, your consciousness is shifting gear from the victim template holding you into the enslavement matrix of the third and fourth dimension. It is shifting to fifth dimensional consciousness of, wait a minute, I am an angel. I live in the fifth dimension. I'm already connected to my soul. I'm already connected to my mission, already connected to my spirit guide. How can I know this? How can I have proofs of this? So my consciousness does not swing this way again, but it stays right there and observe the different things. We stay anchored at the center point of our fractal, our heart, and we observe this human and that future self and those spirit guides and the soul of our mission. We observe and we choose to have a conversation with that aspect. This is how you are going to recalibrate your consciousness. So your frequency to be a match to your soul mission. And therefore, what happens is that more of your gifts come to life. I have seen it a lot with my students. So a lot of people join me to amplify their channeling abilities, to elevate their personal life, elevate their soul mission, to learn to channel for other people, and so on. And as they go on this journey, they receive so much more information about their mission. So they don't join already knowing necessarily exactly what they need to be doing. They just know that they need to, sign up and follow up to receive our teachings to be able to embody more of their soul and their soul mission. But as time passes, we work so much on soul alignment and recalibration of our consciousness and our heart field that all of a sudden it's like, bam, I can finally receive this download. Sandrine, I've been able to co-create with this advanced galactic being. And I realized this advanced galactic being is like my soul sister, Andromeda. And I'm like, yes, it's happening. Because the frequency become more of a match. So it is much easier to have a chat, with people. Like, isn't it easier to have a really awesome chat with people we vibe? Type yes in the comments. Sometimes you go to coffee or you meet these new people, you go like maybe on a date or like meet new people and like it's instant we vibe or like instant we don't vibe. And so when we vibe, the conversation just goes like effortlessly. We can spend hours talking to one another. This is exactly like that with the frequency that you emit and your spirit guides and your soul mission, as well as the alternate version of self that you co-create with. Yes, right? I love to be in this like bubble of beautiful, intense conversation that are so uplifting with extraordinary humans. So this is also how you recalibrate your consciousness into meeting the consciousness of your soul mission. Then, when you meet the consciousness of your soul mission by remembering that you are an angel, by choosing love as a guiding force, by elevating your frequency, but always observing all of the options are there. Do I choose to go down the rabbit hole of the wounding victim, or do I choose to keep my consciousness observing what is? So I am the angel of my human. I am the presence. I am the unified field. The other important key that we want to share with you today, regarding your soul mission, is that when you really say, yes, I accept, I receive, you are going to be taken into an accelerated pathway of evolution because it's the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius is the age of ac accelerated ascension. But also, everything is about technology and information. So, we think we are bombarded now by information. Wait, it's just going to get more and more and more. So, channeling is the art of giving and receiving information. So, learn to master this art by knowing exactly which frequency field you plug into. If you listen to the news, if you listen to channels out there that relate bad news, you plug into the third and fourth dimension. So your consciousness is stuck there, and it's going to be really hard for you to download the frequency of your soul mission, which is much higher frequency. Because unfortunately, out there are a lot of channels that have no clue what they're doing. And it's okay. Like, I mean, I'm not, I'm just saying they are bad people, they mean well. But they completely lack precision. They've never trained, and all of a sudden, they found themselves being an open channel. And what they don't realize is that they are actually a voice of separation. And I'm not going to give names here, but like a lot are very, very famous. They have like huge platforms. You will notice this because it brings what the messages that they bring is about the end of the world, the robots or whatever taking over. It is about the end of the world with this case scenario, about the reptilians, the danger, the separation, the dark forces, and so on. All of that is lower REM to middle REM information field. We do not plug in there. They are simply narrating and word vomiting, channeling super low frequency beings. And they say, oh, I'm channeling the Pleiadians, I'm channeling Isis, I'm channeling the Arcturians. No, they're not. They're channeling false light templates. And you will notice because it's just separation and fear mongering. So be very mindful, please, okay? Find channels and spiritual teacher that relate the good news of the new golden age, okay? So now we want you to take on a little practical exercise. So grab your pen and paper and let's do this. I want you to trace a line in the middle of your piece of paper. So you have two columns. And so we are going to anchor more precision around our soul mission with this exercise. So in the first column, I want you to write at the top, me. And in the other column, you write at the top, others, other people. So I want you to take a moment to tune in and to look into the rear view mirror to see every time and write as many snippets as you can remember every time that you have chosen or made a decision that felt empowering for you. Every time that your human felt like I've learned something. And it might have been against your will, something that you really disliked, like, for example, grieving the loss of someone we love very much because they passed away or they dumped us with a freaking text. It can be anything at all that you felt like your human went through and you came up to the other side. Regarding you, it is also things that you have found came naturally to you. For example, if you were a child looking at, you know, the same thing happening, some of your friends would have been more reactive than you. You were able to see the bigger picture. So I want you to look at the rear back mirror, basically, to see every time you were courageous and you were devoted to your journey. What actions did you take? How did you feel about that? And write this down, please. Just going to take 2 minutes. And then in the second column, I would love for you to tune into the feel of other people. And again, looking back into your past, maybe most recent past, if that helps narrow things down. Think about all the times that you were around other people and how they felt being around you. So we, like many of you, would know that when you are, you know, in a meeting, when you are in a family reunion or anything like that, like you do your best, you know, to bring light and to listen to people. So really take a moment to honor everything that you are, how amazing people are and feel around you, how elevated they become after having interacted with you. You might remember a few specific occasions when you're like, oh my God, I really helped that person. That felt good to me. They also share that in the you column, you might like to remember all the programs that you have signed up for, you know, training like Reiki teacher training, or maybe you learned the tarot all by yourself. You know, all of these things, like most of you here have already invested a lot of time, energy, and money in your spiritual growth. So also write it down. I would love for you to really contemplate this list and everything that you have written down and connect to your heart. And then ask yourself, really, have I actually not been on mission all my life? Or at least with all of these recent years, because, dear ones, what we want you to realize is that our soul mission is our life. There is no separation between you and your soul mission. You are the mission.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.